Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
As the controversy rages on over separating children from their parents at the southern border, the top Democrat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee is calling on Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen to resign. Bronx and Westchester Congressman Elliot Engel is ranking member on House Foreign Affairs. Congressman, why should Secretary Nielsen step down?
Well, you know, this controversy about separating children from parents, which is really disgraceful, is bad enough. But when the Homeland Security Secretary was asked about it, she deliberately misleading the public. She called a press conference yesterday in which she took no responsibility. She misstated the law. She said that only Congress can fix this, which is not true. The administration can stop it immediately. They started it. They could stop it. She hasn't, during this whole controversy, visited any detention centers. She said she didn't know where the children were. She takes no responsibility for anything. So I think she should resign. I think she's clearly not up to the job and clearly misstating what's going on.
Do you really expect Secretary Nielsen to heed your call and resign?
Well, probably not, but I'm hoping that the call will get louder and louder, because as it's shown how incompetent the administration is and how incompetent she is in terms of handling this, I think they have no choice but to step down. We are trying every which way, and I am trying, to stop this horrific policy of separating children from parents. There are ways that you can prosecute people without taking their children away from them. It's just inhumane and harsh. And everyone who hears about it just grimaces with the thought that the United States is doing this. And then when you have a cabinet secretary who supposedly is in charge of all this and is directing all this, and it's clear that she doesn't have a clue about what's going on and is trying to misstate the law to sort of get her off the hook, that was enough for me. We are putting together a bill which we're calling the Keep Families Together Act, which would prohibit the DHS from separating parents and children. And it would also institute a process to reunite separated parents from and children. So we're trying to get to that. You know, Senator Nelson of Florida went down to the border, to Florida, and he wanted to get in to see what was going on. They denied him. They said that he'd have to fill out a form and it would take 15 days. What kind of nonsense is that when a United States sitting senator is denied doing his constitutional job by this bureaucracy? So she should really resign. And I think the way she has handled all this has been nothing short of disgraceful.
The president said today that families cannot be detained together at the border. If you're arresting adults, you have to break up the family. Would you disagree with that?
Of course I would disagree with that. The president can do anything he wants. He can set any kind of policy that he wants, and he doesn't have to separate children from parents. That's an absolute disgrace and an absolute misreading of what's going on. But what can you expect? There's been such criticism of this all the way around that I think the president should be ashamed and should immediately reverse this terrible policy of separating children from parents. The children are screaming and crying out for their parents. This is not what the United States of America should be all about. There needs to be rules. I understand that, but you don't break up families. There are other ways of doing what you need to do.
You've heard the president blame the situation on Democrats. Could Mr. Trump snap his fingers and with the stroke of a pen perhaps end this?
Of course he could. He started it. He could end it. Everyone passes the buck. You know, he says it has to be done this way, which is not the truth. Secretary Nielsen says, I don't know what's going on, and I take no responsibility. I mean, it's like a comedy show, except it's tragic and not comic.
Bronx and Westchester Congressman Elliot Engel is ranking member on the House Foreign Affairs Committee. Congressman, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Steve.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.